Got us to talk about that first period. I mean, you were under fire, under siege, somewhat expected based on that's a very good Chicago team. And, you know, after the way you guys played that last game, had to somewhat expect that they were going to come out hard in that first period.
Well, for sure. I mean, I think it's just human nature a little bit, too. When you win a game the way we did and we played as perfect as we did, it's hard to come up with that same intensity because you're kind of playing the same team. It's a little bit of a drop-off usually, and the other team usually picks it up. And we knew that going in, and we knew we had to weather the storm, and I think we did a good job of that and just moved on from there. We got better and better as the game went on. I thought the third period was by far our best period.
So the first period ends, and, you know, there's Logan Stanley fights Keegan Colasar, and you've got J.C. Lapointe getting into it after. Does that kind of give you guys a little bit of a momentum, a little excitement going into that second, at least into the first intermission?
Yeah, I think so. I think the guys built off that a little bit, but I don't know if that was the only reason. I mean, we're a good team. We know how to play at home. We're going to come out. When you have a bad period, it's going to happen every once in a while. We know how to respond from that. I think we're going to respond no matter what, because that's the kind of team we got. That's the character we have in that room.
So speaking to that, what was the message in the first intermission? Because you guys seemed to come out in that second period, and it was like a totally different team.
Stay positive. Know who we are. Know how good we are at home. Know how good we're playing right now, and just play our game. Don't be scared to make plays. Go out there and just give it all you got and be confident and be just trust our ability to make plays.
When you see guys making contributions across the board, and like I said to Logan just now, it's whether it's a guy like J.C. Lapointe skating hard and getting to a puck, or Marco Dano blocking a shot when you guys are protecting a one-goal lead, what does that just say about this club?
I mean, just it's the kind of mentality we have. I think our coaching staff has done a really good job of just instilling that mentality that we work hard. That's what we're going to do. We're going to do one thing really well, and if it's working hard, that's what we're going to do. And I think our team just really bought into that, and they're doing things. We're doing the things we need to win. We want to make playoffs really badly. We're a team that really, really wants to win a championship. I've been on teams where they kind of want to win championships. This team is all in, and we want to do it so well much. And it's just, you can see that up and down the lineup, guys just willing to make sacrifices for the wins.
Well, speaking of getting wins, Bell MTS Place has been a very friendly place for you guys in the last 12 games, 11-0-0-1. What have you seen from whether it's the crowd or whether it's the way you guys are playing that just seems to be working at home?
I think we just have the right mentality of just knowing that when we come, we want teams to come into our building and be a little bit intimidated of how good we're playing at home. Just we're going to play hard, we're going to be on the forecheck, and we're going to do everything we can to win. And I think our team's just really buying into that identity of working hard and doing what we have to do, and it's just paying off for us.
Well, you have four straight wins now, and you guys are 1 point back of Rockford for fourth spot. Are you paying attention to that? I know because we've talked about the idea of a reset and a playoff mentality that you guys have done since Christmas, but do you pay attention to the standings at this point, or are you just trying to continue to do what you're doing?
We had a pretty good meeting about that actually yesterday where Pascal went over our next couple blocks and what we have to do. But he said, doesn't matter what we have to do as long as we take care of tomorrow. And he said in this meeting, he said, make sure you own the day. And I think that's something that we're really doing well right now. We're owning the day. We're taking responsibility and doing the best we can do that day. And if we do that, I think at the end of the year, our results will take care of themselves.
Is it something you're able to do, though, is put this behind you? I mean, obviously, you want to take some good things out of the win, but do you have to remember to just put it away, forget about it, because now you have to focus on tomorrow?
I don't think so. I think you want to take the confidence. I think you want to. I think that emotion gets you into the next game. I think when you want to lose, you don't want to let go of all of it either. I think you want to hold on to some of that anger because it's going to fuel you for the next game. And same with the confidence you have from winning. You want that confidence, and it's going to fuel you and give you momentum for the next game. I think letting it go is not the best thing. Sometimes I think you want to carry some emotion because hockey is an emotional game, and I think you play your best when you have a little bit of energy behind you.
Sorry to put the V word on you, but let's go with young veteran instead of just veteran. Some of the young players jumping out tonight, Logan Stanley made a save sort of for you in the first, Christian Reichel as well. What's the difference between the young group here this year that they're making good on the minutes they're being counted on for?
Sure. I still think I'm part of the young guys, by the way. I'm still in the second half, bottom half of the team for age. But the teams, I mean, they're playing so well. The young guys are, this guy team is just, they're doing everything they can. They want to stay in the lineup. They want to block shots. They know how important this game is. And our veterans are doing an unbelievable job of just making sure that you don't know what kind of opportunity you're going to get. And you got to make sure you make the most of it every single night.
All right. So let's go Moose veteran then. This is my last one for you. You've been around and seen Pascal coaching for a couple of years now. What have you seen from him in the group this year to sort of get you guys to where you are at right now?
I mean, he's a great coach. I mean, he won the Coach of the Year last year for a reason. I think he could be an NHL coach right now. He's just doing a great job of making sure that we're doing everything right. He's making sure that we are so prepared for games that we know what's going to happen throughout the whole game. Our systems are just so as perfect as they can be in a hockey game. It's kind of scrambly sometimes, hockey games, but he's making sure that we're nowhere to be. Our positions are always correct, and we know what we're going to face. And I think that's all a coach can really do is make sure that we're most prepared as we can be.